clever Russian version of Lord of the Rings making
its way. I heard about that.
Around the intranet.
Coming to theater and all Russia state television and radio broadcasting company, it is Tsar of the Rings with great wizard Gandalfsky.
Rodolf, you take ring to Moscow. Stay close to comrades of the ring for no problem with KGB.
It is epic journey across Siberian Middle Earth.
When you throw ring into fires of Mount Kremlin, avoid the great eye of Stalin.
For a story even longer than play by Anton Chekhov.
Stupid Fred Hubert, you drink all my precious vodka.
It is Tsar of the Rings, and don't miss sequels for great movie regime.
In the Shire, you have second breakfast. In Moscow, second breakfast has you!
I don't know about second breakfast, but your first lunch today, you might want to consider Wing Fingers downtown.
That's called a segue.
Baumhauer's latest venture into great food, chicken, burgers, salad, you name it, all fresh every day. The sauces that you can add as dressing or for dipping, all made fresh every day, all Baumhauer originals. And no matter what the weather, at Wing Fingers, you can park comfortably underground at no charge at 201 Union in the RSA building there. And don't forget, tonight, Wednesday, our Knights of the Roundtable group gathers at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard for great food, drink, and camaraderie. So we hope we might see some of you out there. I go to Baumhauer's on Wednesday and pick mine up. And next week, if the mayor has messed this up, I will personally.
Oh, that's right. I didn't think about that aspect.
I don't know if my restriction there was only under Governor Meemaw's
saver
or Stephen Reed's fascistic.
I didn't think about that.
By the way, I tweeted him yesterday and I said it's going to be an interesting, fun day on the radio tomorrow.
He's supposed to be here today.
Oh.
I think he's going to be on Joey's show.
Is that right?
Oh, Greg may hang around.
I think he's going to be on News and Views.
Are we allowed to have guests in the building?
Maybe by phone. I said be here today. Hang on, let me see.
I was about to say, if he's here in person, I'm going to tell him no.
Yeah, it says he will be a guest at 11 a.m. today. On News and Views. I do not know if that's in studio. Probably not. It's probably by phone.
Ask him this question.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
All right. 703. SR. I'm glad you like that, guys. I feel so. We got a fresh edition of SRN News coming up.
I love overpriced stuff. Avocados, designer t-shirts, artisanal water, you name it. That's why I get my internet from the other guys. Paying more for the same stuff. What could be better?
Wow is better, because for just $29.99 per month, we give you the super fast, reliable internet you need and the awesome customer service you deserve. Switch to Internet 100 for just $29.99 per month. And now, learn how to get $150 on us at wowway.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, equipment taxes and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388. Trust Mays Heating and Air. They've been in business for 35 years.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Do you have experience in the screen printing industry? Or are you interested in learning a skilled trade that caters to your creative side as well as your organizational skills? Then American Classic Designs is the place for you. With over 30 years of experience in the screen printing world, our locally owned business values our employees as much as our customers. Our production department houses four automatic presses and multiple manual presses to ensure maximum efficiency for long runs while also being able to accommodate smaller runs. We are currently accepting applications on our website at www.goakd.com, as well as our Facebook page at American Classic Designs, that's classic with a K, or come in and apply in person at our Montgomery office located at 241 Mendel Parkway off Atlanta Highway behind Budget Car Sales. Or call us at 334-277-8433. Come join the AKD family, where the first impression always matters.
Star is born. On April 7th, 1954, the world welcomed little baby Jackie Chan.
Push, Mom!
Yeah! Oh, finally! Thank goodness! He would not stop kicking.
Jackie Chan, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House appears to be downplaying the arrest of two Yemeni men detained while crossing the border from Mexico into California. Both of the men arrested in separate incidents are on a terror watch list. The White House press secretary asked about it, says that such encounters are very uncommon. The administration continues to pursue the possibility of the U.S. rejoining the Iran nuclear deal. While the administration is discussing it, the State Department says these are not face-to-face talks with Iran, at least not yet. The search for a motive goes on. Authorities investigating a shooting involving Navy personnel in Frederick, Maryland. Two sailors were wounded. The suspect, the gunman, also in the Navy, was shot and killed at the military's Fort Detrick. Wall Street, Dow futures up 16 points. NASDAQ futures down 9 points. More details at srnnews.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Anne, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
And now it's time for Happy Sounds while you're in quarantine. We understand you've been bombarded with serious, life-altering situations, and we can't change that. But we can give you a few seconds of welcomed relief. Here's a baby laughing. Ha ha ha! Keep it here for more happy sounds while you're in quarantine.
And I want to dedicate that to the Delkin Tomlinson kids because they just, man, if you look at their pictures and can't smile.
They're cute.
Oh,
my gosh.
I wonder if some people have missed this clip that Janelle sent.
The anteaters at the Easter egg hunt at the zoo?
She set up just for the anteater.
I love it.
Ziggy is a baby giant anteater, and he had his very own Easter egg hunt.
That's pretty cool.
And she did all the...
Nice video. Even some dissolves in the video. That's pretty cool.
Look at what T. Spears said. Janelle has to be one of the coolest jobs in the country, and we're the luckiest people because she shares it with all of us. Thank you, Greg Boudel and Janelle. Thank you, T. Spears.
Aww.
What a nice thought. It is that convenient time of 7-Eleven. Random facts is coming up, and yes, I have two really crappy, convoluted introductions for you to look forward to. But first,
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
We've had a great string of storm-free days, and it all comes to a screeching halt. Today, this is the last day, with lots of sunshine mixed in with some high clouds and a high around 84. This evening is dry if you have plans, but a risk of scattered thunderstorms begins in the wee hours of the morning. Low temperature tonight around 63. Showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be strong, possibly severe, especially first half of the day tomorrow. Mainly first half of the day, with a high around 80 tomorrow. And then we get a little break, and before the next round of showers and thunderstorms comes in, especially by Friday afternoon, Friday evening, some of those could be strong, possibly severe as well. And then Saturday, another round of showers and storms, and you guessed it, another severe weather threat on Saturday. Right now, this morning, we have visibility down to 3/4 of a mile. I noticed at Maxwell with a little bit of mist. Otherwise, it's a nice morning, 56 degrees now, 7:13.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, kids, you know what day it is? It's Wednesday. Mm-hmm. What happens on Wednesday?
It's Baumhauer's, right?
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's a good answer.
But, it's the new specials at Food Outlet.
Check this out. A loaf of bread, sandwich bread, 69 cents.
How about
that's
that?
That's a big loaf, 20 ounces, fresh bread.
And I
it's
need some
excellent.
Bread. Yeah.
Sure Fine is the brand. That's the house brand of Food Outlet. Their products are excellent and a fraction of what you would pay elsewhere. Just for starters, hey, a big box, the family-sized box of Raisin Bran cereal, $2.76. I've been missing that, so I think I may be visiting for that. I go there every Sunday, mm-hmm. and I like cereal once in a while. And I got to remember to put some... Mrs. Ritter, I got to get a hold of the Roz app real quick.
Okay.
If you would put equal on my shopping list of Food Outlet for Sunday. Rope roast, $2.82, slow cook it, crock pot it, and at a low temperature, and I'm telling you, you can cut it with your finger. It's just the best cut of roast that you can get. It's only $2.82 a pound. And elsewhere, Totino's Party Pizzas. When you got a group over at the house, it's a fast way to make everybody happy. They're only $1.25 each. And a 5-pound bag of russet potatoes, $1.93. So if you win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate a little bit later with our pop quiz question, you can walk out of there with 25 pounds. Of potatoes. Yeah, you'll be set for a while. You'll be up to your hips in French fries.
More mashed potatoes?
Believe you've had enough.
Has three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street, west of 31 in the preferred community. And I'll be there Sunday morning on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. You could do it like they did in that episode with Briscoe Darling. We're at the taters! Everybody jumps out of their chair so loud, yeah. And don't forget to read, by the way, and I hope you will. I actually hadn't read it since I turned it in. Where the hell was it?
The copy of it, it's there. It was right there.
No. Huh. I just made an Andy Griffith reference. My boom column this month is called 110,350
years. It's right under your bag there. If you lift up your bag, you'll see it. It's further in the back.
My sack.
There it is.
There.
And it features pictures from episodes like Floyd the Gay Deceiver and Otis the Drunk and Aunt B being just a tad hypocritical with the lady with the wallpaper paste chicken a la King. I like this one. I hadn't read it since I turned it in because, you know, I'm like you and everybody else here. We always criticize our stuff the harshest. But honestly, it wasn't that bad. Random facts coming up next. First, some local news. And yes, there will be a convoluted introduction and a $10 Food Outlet pop quiz following.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The city of Montgomery's mandatory mask mandate will stay in effect for at least another month. The Montgomery City Council voted to extend the mask mandate for an additional 30 days after the statewide mask mandate expires on Friday. Thomas Whitehurst, the man accused of killing his estranged wife, Star Mulder, had a preliminary hearing in Elmore County Tuesday. The judge decided to present the case to a grand jury. Mulder's remains were found last year in the Kaneka National Forest. And several current and former Montgomery police officers allege mistreatment, bullying, and retaliation in the department. They took their concerns to the city council last night. A city spokesperson says the legal process for personnel concerns is now underway. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
At Ligger's Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Ligger's customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Ligger's on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Ligger's good.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's April 7th, the greatest day ever. On the 7th of April, 1970, legendary actor John Wayne won his first and only Academy Award for Best Actor for his role in True Grit. Wayne thanked the Academy, his parents, his wife, his agent. He thanked the film's director and gave a special nod to his fellow nominees. But most of all, John Wayne thanked his high school drama teacher. I guess that's all the time we have. Have a great April 7th, the greatest day ever.
And now, Rich will update the Wayne chances later. First, and
Wayne and Rain.
Yeah. The Wayne chances. Did you know?
Corny, I know.
When Johnny Carson passed away, 2005, David Letterman did a monologue that night on his show at the beginning of his show. After the monologue, he revealed that every single joke that he just said was written by Johnny Carson, who, after his retirement, had been sending about one or two jokes a week over to David.
That's true.
How about that?
While he was in retirement.
I did not know that.
The irony is, that was a Sunday we got the news. On Saturday, I had a bunch of people over, and we just started watching the box set of Johnny Carson, just out of the blue.
Wow.
And we just had a great day, and then we got the news the next morning that Johnny had passed away. It was pretty wild.
Nobody like him. People that, he's still on, is it Channel 247 on my cable? Antenna TV. They still run him at 9 o'clock at night. That's what a late night host should be like.
When you went out of town to a strange hotel, you still had Johnny, which made you feel like your home.
It was almost like an app before we knew what an app was.
obviously later on with the internet and everything else, you get, not only do you get news a lot quicker, but you get more of it. And so this whole situation between Leno and Conan and Fallon and everything else, we kind of knew what was going on there, where they got rid of Leno and then put Conan on, then they got rid of Conan and brought Leno back, and then all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Johnny's real, like, was he okay with that? Did he want Letterman to replace him, and they brought in Leno anyway?
I think he was on Letterman's side, and
because he showed up on Letterman's talk show after his retirement.
Oh yeah,
he never showed back up on the Tonight Show.
No, he didn't
after his retirement.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. And Leno's, well, his agent, that woman, she was awful. You ever seen the movie Late Night Wars or whatever it is?
No.
It,
that sounds like a good one.
Yeah, it's.
I think it's on HBO.
Anyway.
I don't have HBO. Anybody here got HBO?
HBO Max?
I'll bring food.
I think it's there. I think you can watch it. I remember it coming up. Late Shift or something like that is what it's called. Yeah. Did you know that Gandhi wrote two letters to Hitler? In both letters, he asked him to stop the war because of how many victims it would have because of everything going on. However, neither of the letters that he wrote were ever allowed to be sent by the colonial government that he was in. So they never got to Hitler.
No.
Not that it would have stopped anything, probably, no. But, you know. You ever heard about the Driftless area?
Where's the Driftless area?
It is a rugged area of Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, and a minor part of Illinois that was completely missed by glaciers.
That's weird.
It is roughly the size of West Virginia and is home to huge bluffs, deep canyons, and rare species of plants that are found nowhere else.
That's cool.
Wow.
I've never heard of this at all, and I eat that kind of stuff up. Wow.
The Driftless area. I'm going to see if I can get some more information on this as this thing tries to load up here since I've got a bunch of tabs open. The region, it escaped the flattening effects of glaciation during the last ice age.
You know, there's a newspaper today, I have a story somewhere, that's touting the next ice age. Not global warming, ice age.
Yeah.
So we're back to the 70s again.
Well, the funny thing is, they had to back up, sidestep, and call it climate change. Now they're realizing that it's global warming is not the way to put it. It's climate change.
Anybody that thinks they're going to be able to change the weather, what's that latest thing they came up with? I'm sorry to get sidetracked here.
Yeah,
but there's a theory out there that they want to launch stuff into the atmosphere that will absorb some of the sunlight to cool the planet. Serious. Wasn't an Onion headline.
Hadn't heard. Did you know, on the first day that the Suez Canal opened, which was November 17th of 1869,
wow,
a French ship ran aground and blocked the canal?
That's never happened before, has it?
Wow.
Well, on the first day, no, it had never happened before. The ships that were stuck there in the canal had to wait until the next morning when the French ship was hauled away so they could clear it away.
So we know of at least two episodes?
At least two situations where ships have gotten stuck in the Suez Canal.
What about, we need to check and see if the Panama Canal was ever blocked.
By the way, that is a French ship that's lasted since that first day it opened. Friendship.
Friendship.
Yeah, just raise your hand when you're telling the joke so we...
Johnny Carson didn't have to do that. Why should I? I thought that was pretty good.
Dad.
I'm going to turn this station wagon around.
Yeah, did you know?
No stuckies for
take
you.
Take my belt off.
Betty White... hosted a 5.5-hour-long live talk show 6 days a week.
Yep.
from 1949 to 1953.
Have you seen that Netflix special on her?
No.
Man, the things she produced shows, she wrote shows, she's amazing.
A 5.5 hour long live talk show 6 days a week.
Uh-huh.
And from 49 to 53, you know, it wasn't taped.
No, but I'm sure she had a full staff.
Well, she did. In fact, I'll tell you, it was 33.5 hours of live ad-libbed television per week. Two guys who consecutively worked with her on the show but resigned because of the toll it took were Al Jarvis and Eddie Albert.
Eddie Albert from Green Acres?
Yeah, wow. The same one.
Did I know that?
Did you know the klaxon horn? I can't tell if that was a klaxon horn or some blues song you just said. Does that take the money and run?
Oh my God, that's great.
That's great, Jay.
Just trying to help out.
Do it again. Go on, take the money and run.
Oh, that song's going on next week, too.
The klaxon horn was invented by the same guy who invented one of the very first electric hearing aids.
Okay.
I just thought a guy who made a horn that was that loud and that sort of annoying.
And used it in a Steve Miller song.
Yeah. Also developed hearing aids. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about a very, very, very old car that broke a record back in 1899.
Huh.
Yeah. We'll also talk about a man who had cannonballs shot into his stomach.
I've heard about him.
He's a circus performer. You've recognized him, too, because it's been used.
Sounds like what Houdini was doing when he was daring people to...
He was doing that, and then somebody got in a cheap shot one time.
Yeah.
Killed him.
Yep.
Because he wasn't prepared.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about serotonin, which you might be familiar with.
Where's that at? That's South Alabama town, right?
Also, a man by the name of Godfrey Hounsfeld.
Oh?
Yeah, we'll tell you how he's famous and his relation to the Beatles, by the way. And we'll talk about bees. Wild bee species. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
All right, at 7:28, one thing that many people have learned kind of the hard way over the last year during these uncertain times and shutdowns and everything else, having your prescriptions filled in a store. And by the way, there are stories that, you know, with the supply chain interruptions and stuff, there are new rounds of potential panic buying and stuff. Anyway, what people found out is getting your prescriptions filled in a store where you might have to wait in line just to get in the front door didn't really work out all that well. A place that is there and available, a place you can pull right up to the front. If you don't want to go in, they can bring it out to your car, deliver it to your home. Adams Drugs. By the way, if you visit adamsdrugs.net, you can learn about getting shots, wellness clinics, vitamin programs, and more. And stores that have wonderful, personable staff and pharmacists who take the time to answer your questions. You get that individual, that special treatment. Look, you know, sometimes doing it the old-fashioned way is actually a much better service for you as a customer. And you'll appreciate that. You can get all your over-the-counter needs. They have great gift shops and even a Diet Coke and a peanut butter cup if that's what you need to feel better. There are 12 locations, consistent, excellent service from each. I've been to 10. I know. I checked it out myself. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you.
Skywatch traffic still looking pretty good all over the area this morning, but we are building a bit. We've got some congestion now on East South Boulevard, East Boulevard, Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue into downtown is building, and I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Getting busy all over, but we've got no accidents. Montgomery, Wetumpka, Millbrook, or in Prattville. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS to refinance your home mortgage. Get cash out or to get pre-approved to buy. MCS in Wetumpka, just a phone call away. NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing has openings for seasoned HVAC technicians who want to join a team that functions in a team environment and considers itself family. We want smiling faces and positive attitudes. We offer competitive salaries, a full benefits package, including a retirement plan, paid vacation, paid holidays, personal days, and a health insurance program. We value our team members as much as we value our clients. If you want to join a team whose company values and company culture reflect a desirable working environment, stop by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing to apply. 521 Oliver Road in Montgomery.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Is your foot pain becoming a hassle? Can't get through a workday without pain? Can't go shopping without limping down the aisles? I'm Dr. Brian Killey, a board-certified podiatrist with specialized training in endoscopic procedures for heel pain and neuromas. Most diagnostic procedures can be performed right in the office, saving you the time and trouble of going from place to place. So don't run around town to fix your feet. Call me at 265-7585 for an appointment. That's 265-7585. Serving Montgomery, Greenville, and surrounding areas for over a decade. Follow us on Facebook or visit us on the web at www.greenvillefootcare.com, where doctors' profiles, directions to the office, hours of operation, and new patient paperwork are all just a click away. You can also find useful information on common foot conditions and services that we provide. I'm Dr. Brian Keeley with Greenville Foot Care. Happy feet! Start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
7:33, we'll be back to Random Facts in a moment. David's on the phone. Good morning.
Okay, thanks.
Hello, David.
Hey, David.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
What's up?
Are you in the food line?
No, I am driving in my truck, but the problem is I carry two phones, and my other phone is blowing up this morning.
I got you. Okay. What's up? What's going on?
Hey, that driftless zone. I used to hunt and fish and go camping and canoeing and stuff up there all the time when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of runs from, like, Rockford over towards Freeport down to Galena in Illinois. And, I mean, you get in some of those areas, and you would think you were, like, you know, in Tennessee or something. I mean, it is just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, there are canyons, rivers running through it with waterfalls and all kinds of stuff.
I've never heard of it.
Beautiful area.
That's interesting. Yeah, surprising to me.
Because I lived in Illinois.
Right, you did. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, you lived in that little town there in the East Side.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's you get a ball in that air, southwest Wisconsin, northeast Iowa, and it's all just really beautiful, gorgeous territory.
Well, that
appreciate
is
the insight,
news
David.
To me. Thanks. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. Have a good
one. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is April 7th, National Beer Day. Yes, the calendar may say 7, but after you throw down enough brewskis, it'll start to look like a 10. Drink up on National Beer Day.
And now... Holy schlitz, it's time for part two.
That was great.
You got to be careful how you do that one. See, that was a really big beer. One time it was the number two beer in the country.
Glad you liked that.
That was good.
Did you know the first car to ever break the 62 miles per hour barrier, which was actually the 100 kilometer miles per hour, whatever.
Okay.
Which is only 62 miles per hour. It was an electric car. And that speed record that was broken in 1899 lasted for 3 years.
Wow.
Until the reign of combustion engines began.
I'll tell you what. Electric cars today, I drove that ID, the Volkswagen ID over at Jack Ingram. Wow. 62, it goes 0 to 62 in about 2 seconds.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yep.
Electric cars.
Did you know Frank Richards, otherwise known as Frank Cannonball Richards, was a carnival entertainer whose most famous act involved getting hit by a 104-pound cannonball from close range? He performed the act twice a day because, as he said, more than that was too painful.
So
he could do it twice a day. So catch him at the matinee, and then again at the evening show, and that's it. Couldn't do any more than that. I'm trying to pull up a picture here of him because he's very familiar. I think would be. Oh, that's not the video. I wanted the video.
Cannonball coming,
but I can't find it now. Anyway, did you know, he says as he waits for this thing to load up, it's horrible when you have, I have like 15 tabs open right now.
It's because Greg has 20 open.
I was going to say, look at that. Look at how many tabs are open on that.
I need all of them too.
It goes a little slow when you do that. Serotonin. We're going to talk about serotonin. It's the neurotransmitter that's responsible for happiness. When you're feeling happy, you got a dose of serotonin in you. It can be toxic. When you inject serotonin into your skin, it causes extreme pain. And it's the main ingredient of wasp venom.
How about that?
Yeah. First comment even says, too much of a good thing
will kill you.
Can kill you. That is Frank Cannonball Richards, by the way.
Wow.
Yep. Taking a shot at close range.
That's what manly men did in them days.
Dang.
Man.
Yep. Twice a day, he would get hit in the stomach with one of those things. Did you know? Godfrey Hounsfeld, we talked about him or mentioned that he was coming up on Random Facts. Godfrey Hounsfeld is the name of the guy who happened to work for EMI and invented the CT scanner.
Dang.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. EMI, of course, the record company that had the Beatles, and that's the funding for that came from...
this. You know where I heard this
the
from?
The Beatles.
Random Facts.
Yeah. I've mentioned the random facts about the Beatles and EMI. What I didn't mention was is that Godfrey Hounsfeld is the guy who invented the CT scanner. He performed the first CT scan in history on himself, scanning his own brain.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did he ever take a cannonball to his stomach?
No, no, never did. But he took a CT scan to the head. And finally, did you know that a staggering number of wild bee species are unaccounted for? Researchers looking at the Global Biodiversity Information Facility found there were about 25% less bee species reported between 2006 and 2015 compared to the 1990s. So, anyway, those are your random facts.
Okay. They're going to cook up a question. You can win 10 bucks of free shopping at Food Outlet with the pop question just ahead.
The pop question?
Yeah, I mean, we're short on time. I had to do a contract.
That's a good one, yeah.
Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Yesterday during the afternoon show, I got an email from a friend who had a friend who had a car that they absolutely cherished damaged. Not badly, but it was one of the situations where, you know, the guy cherishes the car and some idiot nailed him in a parking lot. So he wanted to know, what's that place that you guys talk about? And are they really that good?
Oh,
hey,
yes, they are.
This is not a paid endorsement in the sense that, look, we have the choice.
Right.
And every single time somebody in this building, and I'm going back many years now, is at any kind of thing from an attack by a mailbox to to a telephone pole, it goes straight to Montgomery Paint and Body because you know the result you're going to get. So whatever type of vehicle is, and look, nobody's more into cars, their history. You want to ask somebody a question about cars, Donnie Turner is the guy to talk to. He's just an amazing wealth of information in so many different regards. But they will, if whatever kind of car, whether it's your basic sedan that gets you to work and back or something more sophisticated, it's like the boss. He drives a nice car. He wanted Donnie's number 5 minutes after somebody pulled out of a parking lot up the street. Get your car to them. Your insurance company will appreciate it, too, because their legacy here in town is well-known.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get, no pun intended, bang for your buck with Montgomery Paint and Body, and a result that makes the car look truly good as new and maybe even better. MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec, with a W is the number. All right, we're ready for the $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, and by earlier, I mean just a few minutes ago, really, we talked about Frank Cannonball Richards.
Yes.
Get shot in the stomach. How many times a day would he get shot in the stomach with a cannonball?
All right. 272-9228. How many times did he get shot in the stomach with a cannonball? And by the way, if you don't get to win the Food Outlet gift certificate, stick around for a follow-up question and get an extra entry in our grand prize drawing this coming Friday. 272-9228. 743.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We have an accident in Millbrook on Highway 14. This is going to be at the intersection with Browns Road and Old Prattville Road. That's that intersection right at the Ark Animal Hospital. Use caution there. Minor in nature, but traffic is backing up towards the 143. In Montgomery, we've got light to moderate traffic now everywhere all around the boulevard. We're beginning to get really busy, especially East-South Boulevard around Baptist. I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up and drive carefully. Your new Toyota's waiting for you at Reinhart Toyota. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, got a full board here. Let's go to Fred. You were the first one in.
Hey, Fred.
Awesome. It was two times.
Two times a day.
Two times. That is the winning
that
answer.
That is it.
You're correct. A winner.
Good work. We will put you on hold so you can get your guest certificate lined up, and let's see if Randy would like a follow-up.
Hi, Randy.
Sure.
Okay, great.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well, thank you. The region, that interesting fact about that region in the Midwest skipped by glaciers altogether is called what? How is it referred to?
missed out on that. Well, sorry. Y'all have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Well, we tried. Let's talk to Tim. Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
Do you want that question about that area in the Midwest skipped by glaciers?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. What is it? What is it called?
Oh, my gosh. It's up towards Rockford, Illinois. I can't remember.
All right. It had a specific name, but...
yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot it.
Okay. All right. At least you knew where it was, so that's good enough. Appreciate
Steve?
It.
Steve?
Hey.
Hey.
Steve.
What's happening?
You want a follow-up question?
Do you want the question about the area in the Midwest skipped by glaciers, or do you want a Suez Canal question?
No, I was about the cannonball.
Oh, we got a winner
on that one.
We're giving you a follow-up so you can get an extra entry in a grand prize drawing.
Did you hear the one about the area in the Midwest with no glaciers? Did you hear that?
I did not. Is that the place in Illinois?
Yeah. That's called the Driftless Area. How about the Suez Canal question? You want a Suez Canal question?
I'll try it.
Okay.
I may not sound knowledgeable, but...
When they opened the Suez Canal, a ship got caught in it. It was from what country? Do you know?
No, I think it was a lady driver. If I'm not mistaken.
No, thanks for playing.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. All right, we're not having very much luck today. So, but some days we do and some days we don't. We have better luck when the transmitter's off.
That was great.
And here they're going to go and fix the darn thing. Today, I think, it'll be back up right.
That was great, Rich.
We don't know nothing.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
I was just outside, and it's a very nice day out there already. And it looks like our storm-free pattern, which has lasted for several days, will come to an end today. This is the final day, so if you need to get something done, like, I don't know, if you're planning some stuff or if you need to cut the lawn, I would do it today. With a high today up to about 84, good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few high clouds. Clouds increasing later in the day. We're dry during the evening. The risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms begins late tonight, generally after 2 a.m., low 63. Showers and storms tomorrow, some of which could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts, especially early in the day, high around 80. Another severe weather threat perhaps by Friday afternoon, Friday evening, with showers and thunderstorms, and more strong storms on Saturday, which once again will have to be monitored carefully. Right now this morning, 56 degrees, looking nice at 7:48.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Animal Stories coming up, a big war hawk. Welcome to Master Thespian this morning.
Hey.
It was France!
That's the ship in the Suez Canal that was stuck. Exactly.
Yes, we never did get an answer, so I guess we can.
Hey, what was the where was the country that was it, this latest time? What country was that from?
Is it the Ever Ready? I don't know.
Argentina, something like that.
Yeah, but I was wondering what country it was from. Anyway.
Anyway, I'm concerned about the forecast, Rich.
Yeah, it's going to get very active and very wet. And by the way, potential flooding.
You got an event, right?
We're trying to do a show at the AUM outside.
What day?
We're supposed to open Thursday night, and I was going great. Going to be wet.
Actually, I think Thursday night might be okay in between systems.
Good.
You know, we're going to get into a wet period of time for a few days. Yeah, for sure.
All right,
best of luck to you.
We're going to do it next week, too.
All right, good deal.
All right, y'all be good. We'll talk to you later.
Take care. Good luck with that. We were talking about electric vehicles and the acceleration. I mentioned test driving the Volkswagen ID, and it's their first all-electric, and it's available at Jack Ingram Volkswagen. But since we talked about that, I think I've figured out the secret to having a new car and saving a ton of money in the process, and that's to go to the certified pre-owned lot. For example, Volkswagen 2020 Jetta, only 4,600 miles. So you have 32,000 warranty miles left. The car looks amazing because they've got dozens of pictures of each vehicle posted. at jackingramvolkswagen.com. 2020 Jetta with only 4,000 miles and available under 19,000. Great opportunity to save. If you need an SUV, check out the certified pre-owned Tiguan they have. Only 10,000 miles on that. And again, save an enormous amount of money. Another Jetta, this one with only 5,000 miles. Beautiful red Jetta under 19 at Jack Ingram. And many more values just like that. I've done it with Jack Ingram Nissan on certified pre-owned Rogues. They're the model year that you're living and only a few thousand miles. You get all that warranty coverage plus the 100,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. So get yourself a great deal on something that's, for all practical purposes, brand new, except when it comes to the price. JackIngramVolkswagen.com, the place to get started, because it's time to love what you drive.
Hello, Montgomery. Get WOW super fast internet for less than the other guys. Starting at just $29.99 per month, WOW has the speed. Go online to learn how to get $150 on us. Offer details at WOWWay.com.
WOW.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Have you ever noticed that many car dealers start their commercials with, "It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused." At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. In April, you can save up to $6,500 on a new Silverado. Get 15% off the MSRP on a new Malibu or Equinox and save up to 17% on a new Trax. Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP doesn't just stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for the lowest prices in the River Region. Come into the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well,
trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their 2 Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Simba! Come on, Chase. Time for animal stories. These are true tales from the wild kingdom. That pun was intended. Wolfman to the vocal, please.
Well, you know. Upbeat.
You know how South Florida's been overwhelmed because idiots bought pythons for pet when they got to be 25 feet long, said, you know what, maybe we should just
let it go somewhere, take it out.
Without realizing what they're doing is releasing a creature into the habitat that doesn't belong, and it's caused enormous ecological damage in the Everglades. Now, people in Boston are concerned. They found a lizard that hitched a ride in a car and ended up traveling from Florida to Massachusetts. The Animal Rescue League there is concerned that this lizard, a brown anole, which rhymes with cannoli, take the gun, leave the anole, brought the lizard to the Brewster Animal Care and Adoption Center. They're not native to Massachusetts, and they're wondering, since this animal had been pregnant, how many others may have been dropped along the way.
Oh, man.
We'll keep you posted on that one.
Mm-hmm.
They had a situation at a church in Mackinac, beautiful place, by the way, Mackinac Island in Michigan. An incident involving a stray in Mackinac Island's oldest church, and it did a horrible amount of damage. The squirrel came in, broke apart the figure of Jesus on an antique crucifix, sending it crashing to the floor, with some patience, patching, and the deft touch of 2 artists. On the island, St. Anne's Catholic Church now has its vintage treasure back on the wall behind the altar.
Is
micro cracks in it.
I've seen pictures of that place. It's beautiful. It's just really nice.
They have not captured the wayward squirrel. He's still scampering around.
Uh-huh.
And who knows where he will strike next.
Mackinac Island.
Officials at JFK Airport caught a passenger trying to smuggle 29 live finches on a flight inside hair curlers. They thwarted an arriving passenger's bird-brained attempt to smuggle the live finches into the U.S. Customs and Border Protection.